Greg Urell, Regency.
She's certainly knocking at the door, and I think she gets her opportunity tonight.
He's a fox.
He looks in good order, and you know, I think he'll run really well.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to get aggressive. Arch Regency.
Arch Regency's coming away. Arch Regency does it well.
Loaded up with He's a Fox.
First time of the trip, and he's lapping it up. He's a Fox put four lengths in them late.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Now, you bet you we do. And today, two meetings. Hamilton today, Pakenham tonight, and a bit of action to get into, Whitey.
Unprecedented here because the track manager is also the trainer of three horses at Hamilton.
Oh,
today.
Wow.
Darren Colburn. Darren, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Well, firstly, let's look at the track for today. What are we looking at Hamilton?
Yeah, it's just a soft five. The Pennos come in at 5.65, but expecting showers from about 9 o'clock this morning. So, yeah, it'll probably stay at 5, I'd say, all day.
All right, 5 with a 5.65 penetrometer rating. And the rail situation?
Yeah, rail's true.
Rail true. Now, Darren, when you've got horses of your own running, do you kind of just get the track to suit?
I would think so.
No, all the time I try and have it as good as possible.
Well, that's not fun. You surely get the track to suit your horses. Race 2, number 6, Tom Shout, is your first one. What can you tell us about Tom's Shout?
Yeah, he's quite exciting young horse. He ran a real good race at Stall. And I was going to take him to Warrnambool on the first day, but the track came up a heavy 9. And I just didn't want to bust his gut, so I elected just to wait because I knew the track would be good here.
Yeah, exactly right. You talked to the track manager.
Yeah, that's it.
Race 4, number 7, Perdite. Now, I've got to confess, it's not really in the market, this horse.
No, I'm not very excited about this horse. I don't think he'd be around.
All right. We'll leave that one alone. Race 5, number 4. Bit different, though. Last start winner, Noble Rocks.
Oh, Noble, he just tries his guts out all the time. He's one of the most honest horses I've ever had anything to do with. It's probably a little bit short today, like 1,400 for a mile, but they'll know he's there.
It's okay. All right. Well, that's a good warning for those that might be keen there because he is favourite at the tab at the moment. So of your three, what would be the one that we're going to put our dollar on?
Tom Shout, I think, yeah.
All right. We'll do that. Thanks, Darren. Appreciate your time and good luck with the track as well as your horses.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Right, Darren Colburn there with the track manager at Hamilton. Race 2, number 6, he's given us as well. Tom's Shout at Hamilton today. Hey, Troy Corstens has got a couple for us on the plastic, the synthetic, the wax tonight at Pakenham. And he joins us on the early mail. Good morning, Troy.
Morning, Hart. How are you?
I'm going well, mate. Nice to have you with us. All well in your world?
Yeah, very good, actually.
Well, that's positive feedback. I like that sort of stuff.
Positive.
That 2-year-old winner you had at Warrnambool, just by the way, what are you going to do with that? Was it New York baby or something?
Yeah, she's out in the paddock already, and we'll give her 4 weeks and bring her back for the spring.
Right, you got a bit of an opinion of New York baby?
Yeah, I like her a lot. I think she can measure up in the spring.
That's a problem. Mark Stevens is an owner in that horse. That's a big issue, Troy, if Mark Stevens has got a good horse. We'll hear about it every day for the rest of our lives.
It's a nice issue for me, Whitey.
Yeah, that's true.
You've got 2 for us today. Hopefully, Steve is not involved in any of them. although he's had a bit of a bad luck these days, so hopefully he's involved in all of them. Race 3, number 4, Star of Leon is running today. Now, 1600 last time out, trying to break the maiden status. Second, back to the 14 today on the synthetic, the plastic, the wax. Has he raced on that before?
Yeah, last start he was on it as well.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. I missed that bit.
Having his first go on it. Yeah. He's a bit unreliable, this horse. He thought he was going to be a very good horse. And he started odds on last start, and I thought he was at prohibitive odds, and he's odds on again today. And my opinion's the same. It hasn't changed since his last run.
Right, okay. So buy beware is effectively what you're saying there, race 3, number 4, Star of Leon.
Yeah, look, he can win. He can win, but gee whiz, he's quite unreliable.
You're not giving him a massive pump-up. And you know who you sounded like then? Troy, you sounded like Dennis Pagan.
Exactly right. I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, gee whiz, son. Don't be doing that too often around here, son.
Maybe he's rubbing off on me.
I reckon he might be. Race 6, number 6 is your other runner today, Wild Rover, who was the last start winner at Pakenham on the plastic synthetic, the wax. Stays at the 1100.
Yeah, he's much better, this horse. He's quite genuine and tries very hard. I think he's our better chance of the two.
Right, so $1.80 for Star of Leon and $4.40 for Wild Rover, and we're backing $4.40 Wild Rover.
I am a horse trainer, though, so watch me get it wrong.
See, no, I need it for the promo, Troy. I reckon that you're on today. I reckon you've got something going today. What's your best today?
Wild Rover.
I just need it for the promo. It's going to be good tomorrow morning. Good stuff, mate. Good luck today with your two runners.
Thanks,
sir. Troy Corstens, who has got the stable flying at the moment, too, if you don't mind. Troy and Leon. Race 6, number 6, Wild Rover, is our investment tonight at Pakenham. Race 2, number 6, at Hamilton today. $1.80 into $4.40. Do you want to have a little place all up as well with a gold card?
No, I don't. No. We're getting a bit undisciplined.
No, we've got money in the bank, mate.
Yeah, we've got to keep building.
That Friday double has got us 3 weeks worth of goodness.
After 3 weeks of badness.
No, that's not quite true. All right, race 2, number 6 today at Hamilton. $1.80, not much fun, but have a go. Be responsible, of course. And then race 6, number 6, $4.40 at Pakenham tonight for Troy Corstens. They're our magic early mail numbers today. Johnny Bowden is a magic man. He's got all the latest news in the world of news, sport and weather. And after that, Taylor Adams is going to join us on The Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.